Well, yes, obviously we think that we need to prepare activities so the video will make sense, and we just divide it in different how do we call it now? Writing, reading, speaking, and listening
skills.
That's the word. Sorry. So for writing, we were thinking about gap filling, simple thing, maybe depending of the level and so on. A composition about the topic or about what they think. A writer scene as well, maybe ideas. For reading, background reading, just before showing the video, just something to introduce the video. For familiarization with the topic, yeah. So obviously it will go before the video. For speaking, some role plays could be an idea, and we can record them, go through the mistakes. And for the listening, they can listen to themselves, okay? So they will listen the speaking that they already done. And so it will be a great feedback, and like someone else say, it will be a straight away feedback, okay? And answering questions from the video as well. We can write them, or we can just talk and listening. And some dictations, maybe it could be an idea for advance, we were thinking.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Jane.
Okay, these are mostly Pamela, because she's way ahead of us in video use. She's used music videos and YouTube, BBC videos, adverts, film extracts, and she's made her own interviews with people that she knows. She has used online materials, and yes, she does prepare activities. And our sample activities are using questionnaires about the video, filling in blanks, using songs or dialogues, reconstructing the order of the lyrics, which you can do with listening as well. Hi. Sarah. Discussions again, and writing a paragraph on what you've seen, summarising it perhaps.
Thank you very much, Jane.
Well, here the group uses different sources. One person uses TV 5 for the French. Some use the web page, YouTube, etc. I myself use the French Experience book, has lovely videos pertaining to every unit with exercise sheets. And I like the way they are designed because, again, the exercises have gaps that need to be filled in, others are purely based on comprehension. And at the end, there are exercises which aim at a role play, so the students role play what they have learned, whatever the experience has been. And yes, grammar, vocabulary, and cultural aspects are all deepened through that. And I would like to add something because of subtitling. Some areas of that videos are subtitled, so the very particularly difficult cultural video parts, they have subtitles. And I think subtitles can be very useful in language learning. For example, because I did some subtitling in one film with Anthony Hopkins, I forgot its title, but he meets the authoress of The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe in this hotel. And a very simple question, he bends forward and he says, "Tell me, do you take tea?" And when you subtitle material, you hear this and you hear it 15 times before you can condense material and to put it into a subtitle. And it's like an earwig. It goes in and it stays there. And so very, very simple expressions, just because they were expressed culturally, you can copy it. It goes into your blood. So that's all.